Welcome to Safety School, where we crunch down health, safety, and environment learning into simple bite-sized snippets that you can use for your business or your career, helping you improve your knowledge, boost your performance, and maybe even providing some inspiration. Let's get started. Hi there, thanks for joining me for this podcast. It's going to be a short one today. We're just looking at the very simple question around reviewing your risk assessments. And a lot of the time, this is the last and final step that you will take when you're doing a risk assessment and going through a process, such as the five-step process that we teach in our online risk assessment course that's completely free that you can access at any time on our website at safety.com. If you haven't actually checked that out, I would encourage you to do so, and we'll just go through this. It's only going to take us 2 or 3 minutes to chat through when it's appropriate to look at reviewing your risk assessments. It's a question that people often find difficult to answer, and perhaps that's the reason for that is because there's no definitive black and white answer that's right or wrong for this question. But there are a few guidelines that we can use just to help us decide when it may be appropriate to give the risk assessment a bit of a look over and see if there's anything that you've missed out. So as I said, starting off, I think it's important to say that there is no set frequency for when risk assessments should be reviewed. That's just, you know, it's a fact. There's no set duration by which you should review your risk assessments. It really, you will find people doing it, you know, for example, every quarter, every 6 months, every year. But that really should be based on the risk profile of the activity and the business itself, whatever you're actually doing. But there are certain times when it's more obvious that a risk assessment should be looked at and should be reviewed. So what would this sort of thing be? Well, for example, if you have a risk assessment, it depends what way it's done, but a lot of the time we have a risk assessment that's based on a process or an activity. So it's specific to an activity that's happening in a workplace environment. And obviously, when we're looking at that in terms of reviewing it, we want to consider, well, if we're looking at a specific activity, if there is a significant change to that process or activity within the workplace, do you think that would be a good time to consider looking at the risk assessment? Well, yes, absolutely. And obviously, more generally, if there's a new process that's been introduced to a workplace or a work area, then it might not only need to be added to an existing risk assessment, but it might need to have a risk assessment of its own in its own right. And that's just for you to decide, depending on what the risk level is and how complex the process or activity is itself. What else would we be looking at in terms of triggering new or reviews of risk assessments then? If we're changing equipment or machinery is associated with carrying out the job, absolutely, that's going to be something that we want to have a very close eye on. So you may want to think about, well, what's going to trigger me knowing that a new piece of equipment or machinery has come in to the plant or the, you know, construction site or wherever it is. Whoever is responsible for reviewing risk assessments needs to obviously know that information. So that's something to bear in mind, just to make sure that that information is forthcoming. And the other thing is too, you know, it's not always a case of there are going to be more risks. Of course, it may be the case that maybe a piece of equipment has been removed from the process, or an improved version has been introduced, or in the case of, for example, chemicals or hazardous substances, perhaps a substance has been substituted with something that is more safe or less hazardous. So, you know, it's not always a case of having to increase the control measures and things like that. Hopefully, as you move forward, if your activity isn't changing too much, you're actually reducing the amount of risk. Ideally, that's what you want to be doing. And therefore, it's just a matter of making sure your risk assessment is accurate and that it reflects that new reality or that change that's being made. Another one there to think about is if you're bringing new employees or contractors, for example, in that are temporary staff, Or if you just move someone from another area into another activity who hasn't previously been there. So just considering, you know, does that person have any special or specific requirements or vulnerabilities that may need to be considered as part of the risk assessment? Or, of course, in the case of, for example, a pregnant woman, you may want to and may have to do a risk assessment on its own. Same applies for young persons as well. So that's just something to bear in mind, is just who are you getting to do the job, and does the existing risk assessment apply fully to them, or does there need to be another eye cast over that for any additional measures to be recorded or identified? Okay, another one here, as we come to the end of the main ones that we're going to flag up here just as examples for you, but hopefully you're getting an idea. You know, it really is about significant changes. It's really when things change, you know, to an extent where it's going to have an impact on the safety of the process or a job that's being conducted. And one of the big things from that point of view, of course, is going to be if you have an incident or accident, or of course a near miss where someone could potentially have been injured. That's going to be a massive flag in most cases. Certainly you'll want to look at it. You'll want to look at your risk assessment. Doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have to change anything, but it's certainly a flag to make sure that you look over in detail. The control measures are in place, obviously, as part of any investigation, to make sure that everything that you have in place is as it should be, and that the control measures that are in place are sufficient with the new information that you've got from a near miss incident or accident. And that is certainly an area or a time that you'll want to review your risk assessment. So look, I hope that gives you a few ideas on when risk assessments should typically be reviewed. Now, I did say at the start, you know, there's no set frequency, but in terms of reviewing, but depending on your business risk profile, your industry, the standards, regulatory standards and management systems that you have in place, it may make sense, and it depends how many risk assessments you have and the resources you have. It may make sense to have a regular review of your risk assessments, for example, every 12 months, just to cast your eye over them. And I would say, you know, on that point, to make that palatable and to make it resource efficient, you know, I always, over the years when I've been doing that, the thankless task of reviewing risk assessments, just because it comes up in the calendar, to me it was always an opportunity to look at actually rationalizing the risk assessment. So taking anything out that doesn't need to be there. Are there risk assessments or parts of risk assessments that no longer apply? And if so, obviously you can reduce down the amount of information that's in them, which makes them easier to communicate and easier for to train people. So that's something to bear in mind. Look at it as an opportunity rather than a threat. I think that's typically the approach that I would take. And another thing to remember is there, just going back to the point that I was making about you know, whoever it is responsible for the risk assessments, making sure that they are able to get the information that they need to actually trigger the new review, and that's an important aspect. So if all of these things are happening behind closed doors, or there's no oversight by those who are responsible for doing the updates, then obviously there's going to be blind spots there, and that's obviously going to create, or certainly has the potential to create, risk within the business. So that's why certain businesses and a lot of businesses have processes such as the management of change or MOC processes, and things of that nature, where when there's a significant change happening in the business, there is a thought process and a review process that happens that triggers the question, do we need to review the risk assessment? And at that stage, obviously, those who are responsible or have the authority to do the reviews and make the changes are then notified, so you don't miss it. And that's the theory anyway. So that's something just to bear in mind, maybe something you want to consider putting in place. So that just about wraps it up for this one. I hope it was helpful for you if you're researching when risk assessments should be reviewed, and a lot of decisions have to be made specific to your business or the activity that you're doing, as you probably gathered at this stage. If you do have any other questions, don't be afraid to drop us a message on the online chat tool at safety.com. And of course, don't forget, we do have a risk assessment training course that's completely free for you to access on our website. And we've just added a manual handling course as well, which you're able to access for you or your team completely free of charge. And we'll continue to add to that, all being well, as we go forward. So thanks for your time today. Hope this has been useful to you, and good luck with those risk assessments. That's it for this episode of Safety School. We hope this was helpful. If so, please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. And remember, for more health, safety, and environment help, you can visit us at safety.com. Until next time, take care.